Keeping it cool on Power FM.
I don't wanna be a ordinary lover.
National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
It's a Silver Jubilee at NAPSA, celebrating a quarter of a century of growth, innovation, and social security. Update your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced plot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.za or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia challenged to enhance transparency in voter registration. More than a dozen sea rescue organizations joined forces out in contact with Libyan Coast Guard. In sports, Moses Ichone appointed Chipolopolo interim coach.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. The Civil Society Elections Integrity Forum Zambia has called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia to enhance transparency in the ongoing mobile voter registration exercise by releasing comprehensive statistics from phases 3 and 4 of the process. CSEIFZ Chairperson Solomon Ngoma says the figures should be broken down by province, district and constituency to allow civil society organizations and the public to effectively monitor progress and strengthen confidence in the country's electoral system ahead of the 2026 general elections. He acknowledged the improvements made by ACZ in several registration centers during the later phases of the exercise, but emphasized that more still needs to be done to ensure wider participation and accountability. The forum further urged ECZ to involve civil society and other key stakeholders in open consultations aimed at reviewing the voter registration process. It said such discussions would help identify challenges and inform the development of stronger guidelines and strategies before next year's polls. Opposition Zambia Must Prosper leader Kelvin Walia-Fube has alleged that Zambians no longer expect the ruling United Party for National Development in power. Mr. Fube says the current administration is losing the support of citizens due to unfulfilled promises. He alleges that Zambians who voted for the UPND in 2021 are now feeling disappointed. Mr. Fube says that currently the biggest opposition in the country are the residents. He is optimistic that his party will be victorious in next year's general elections. In another development, the University Teaching Hospital, Adult Hospital in Lusaka rather, has run out of bed spaces in the male ward, forcing some male patients to be temporarily accommodated in sections of the female ward. UTH Public Relations Officer Mwiza Mwia says the hospital has recorded a sharp increase in male surgical patients, mainly from road traffic accidents, construction site falls, and prostate-related conditions. Speaking in a statement, Ms. Mwia explained that many of these patients require longer hospital stays, leading to higher bed occupancy in male wards compared to female wards. She said the hospital has, on rare occasions, placed stable male patients in separate cubicles within the female wards to ensure no one is denied medical care. Ms. Mwia emphasized that privacy and sanitary separation are strictly maintained and that affected patients are moved back once space becomes available. She added that to address the problem, UTH plans to convert one female surgical ward into a male ward. In the long term, the hospital is awaiting the operationalization of a new 240-bed surgical wing, which will help expand capacity once funding for equipment and staffing is secured. Zambia and Egypt have agreed to strengthen cooperation in tourism and heritage management following talks held in Cairo. Tourism Minister Rodney Sikumba represented President Hakainde Hichilema at the official opening of the Grand Egyptian Museum, hosted by the Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Mr. Sikumba also met with Egyptian Minister of Tourism and Antiquities Ahmed Issa Fathi, and the two ministers discussed ways of improving collaboration in the tourism sector. The meeting agreed to sign a memorandum of understanding that will promote training, exchange of skills, and sharing of best practices between the two countries. Mr. Sikumba said Zambia wants to use the partnership to grow its tourism industry and improve management of heritage sites. He also called for stronger cooperation among African countries under the UN Tourism Regional Commission for Africa, which Zambia currently chairs. Mr. Fathi said Egypt is ready to work closely with Zambia to promote Africa's tourism potential. The two ministers are expected to meet again when the Egyptian delegation visits Zambia at a later date. In international news, a number of at-sea migrant rescue organizations have banded together to form a new fleet, cutting contact with Libyan coast guards. Sea-Watch spokesperson Gwila Misma said that over a dozen rescue organizations are taking action against what she called crimes against humanity committed by the Coast Guard.